This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Expect some traffic delays on Highway 40 near the Downhill Drive intersection. That's West Steamboat. In June, a good part of the work will be done at night. A traffic signal is being installed. There will be more gradual entry from Downhill Drive onto Highway 40. Sewer and water main works being done. Crosswalks and sidewalks being added. Work should be finished in the fall. New cluster box units have been installed in the Milner area. The U.S. Post Office says notices were put in the old boxes, but many were unchecked for over a week and have now been transferred to the new boxes. Milner postal customers can pick up their new keys starting today at the Steamboat Springs Post Office. Jody Camaletti says she's had a P.O. box there for 47 and a half years. The post office isn't letting her renew her personal P.O. box, but they did for their business.
And we were told because we don't live in Milner proper, we no longer have a box.
The Camalettis live a quarter mile down Highway 40. Camaletti says she doesn't know where her mail is. She said they did not get a notice of the box change. She's hoping the post office will let them have a box again at the cluster boxes, or else those houses along Highway 40 will have to get a new mailbox in front of their house along the highway. The Moffat County Board of County Commissioners meets this morning. One report is on the contract for the Maybell Rodeo Club Arena. John Husband will present on the Yampa River Leafy Spurge Project. Two or more members of the Moffat County Board of County Commissioners and Natural Resources Director Jeff Comstock will participate in a workshop with representatives from Energy Communities Alliance today. The City of Steamboat Springs City Council has a work session and meeting today. Agenda items include a project check-in for the Brown Ranch Community Solutions, a community plan update, and lift ticket tax update. Also a consent item is eminent domain for the West Steamboat Trail. Local governments and community partners in the Yampa Valley are considering forming a regional transportation authority. It's for Route and Moffat Counties, meeting at 6:30 tonight in Craig City Council Chambers. Also at that meeting, Craig Police Chief Mike Cochran will present a life-saving award to Sergeant Brian Soper. He's swearing in promotions for Corporal Izaro Gonzalez-Garcia and Corporal Tracy Mendoza. Candy Dildine will present planned events for this year with the Downtown Business Association in Craig. The Steamboat Chamber is looking for vendors for the Steamboat Marathon Expo and Finish Line. The event's June 1st this year. Find out more at steamboatmarathon.com. Registration opens this week for summer camp at the Boys and Girls Club in Steamboat Springs. This is for kids ages 6th to 5th grade. There is separate options for middle school kids. Registration opened last week for the Boys and Girls Club in Craig. Steamboat Mountain School is hosting a happy hour at Cypress Restaurant from 4 to 6 today. Learn more about kindergarten through 4th grade programs at this school. It's free, and there will be drinks and some food. I'm Shannon Lukens, and that's the news. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.